Hot FM's Hamish and Tanya podcast.
There's a name that keeps popping up in the headlines, and it's been there for the last couple of weeks, I dare say a couple of months even, and that is ISIS, which, yeah, of course, is a extremist militant group that's operating in Saudi Arabia and various other countries overseas.
Yeah.
Now, here's the issue. There's a mother who was talking to news.com and other news sites, and she's saying, we've got to stop calling it ISIS, because ISIS, yes, we are using it as an acronym for this terrorist group, but it's also my child's name. It's unique and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's what people have always said to me. That name is so beautiful. It's so unique. And now people are bullying her child and making fun of her.
See, that's just ridiculous. If there's not enough of that kind of business going on around the globe, and you know, with all the terror threats with ISIS in general, why would you need to make somebody else's life misery by bullying them because of their name?
Yeah, well, exactly. And there's lots and lots of people who have either a child named ISIS or are an ISIS themselves, and they're trying to start a petition to see the media change the lingo. Now, I got a friend, and her name's Ashley. She joins us on the phone this morning. Her daughter's name is Isis. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good girl. Hey, how old is baby Isis now?
Baby Isis is 2.5.
We always call her baby Isis.
So. Oh, well, no, that's fair enough. So,
even when she's 40.
Now that Isis, you know, is renowned as being a militant group, do people treat the name differently when they hear it for the first time?
You'd be surprised how many people have said to me, oh, my God, I can't believe you've named your daughter after a terrorist organisation.
But this has only come into being the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And I go, well, no, I actually named her that prior to all of this happening. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a bit of negative feedback from people, almost like, oh, God, why would you do that? Whereas before it was all about, oh, what a beautiful name. Oh, that's such a strong name. Like, how gorgeous is that? Where's that come from, kind of thing?
Now, do you try and...
such a negative impact.
Do you try and take the time to explain to people what is going on and where the name actually comes from and what it means to you? Or do you just go, roll the eyes and go, oh, it's too hard and move on?
I do try to take the time, because I think sometimes people's ignorance, you kind of got to correct it a bit. So I will say to them, well, actually, you know, ISIS is 2.5 years old and... you know, clearly before all of this sort of stuff started happening, you know, it is an Egyptian goddess name and it's a birth of love and children. It's a really beautiful sort of sentiment behind the name. So, you know, it's kind of sad that there's such that negative impact on it now.
Yeah, it sucks. Well, this lady that's speaking to the media, she's doing a lot of media vendors, she's saying that people have asked her to change ISIS's name, and that just seems completely extreme to me. Like, you wouldn't consider doing that, would you?
No, never, ever, ever would I consider doing that. I mean, I just think that's really ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd probably change it to, like, you know, like ice for short, or vanilla ice or something like that. I don't know.
Well, the other thing is they've got over 30,000 signatures to change in the media the use of the word ISIS to describe these militant and terrorism associations. Would you support that?
I mean, I have seen the petition. Realistically, I don't think that we can sort of stop people from calling that, to be honest. I think that people who are out there that are bullying this woman and that are, like, saying those negative things to me, those are the ones that need their minds changed, not the media. So I think that maybe if everyone just has a bit of a long, hard look at themselves and the way that, you know, they bully others and those kinds of things, like asking someone to change their child's name, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with the media and ISIS group. That's just poor manners on them.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us. I know that you're busy. And tell baby ISIS we said, hey, girl.
I will. Thanks, guys.